y envía mundo, y envía mundo, con montaneja, cae mara onda, de la tropico, chis la polusoi, y en vasta mon por chiui ni.
Coran saluton, a cordial greeting as we welcome you to the second series of programs in our course Yen Nia Mondo. I hope you've managed to follow the 12 programs in the first series without too much difficulty. As we start on lesson 13, our old friends Helena and Petro are having a spot of bother filling in a form, demandaro, a set of questions or demandoi. A questionnaire then, demandaro. Personae detaloi, personal details, that's what Helena has to supply, but she's not very happy about it.
Ne, ne, ne. Tio estas tro.
It's too much.
Tio estas tro.
Tro, with a following adjective or adverb, means too, as tro bona, too good. Tro granda, too big. Tro subite, too suddenly. With a verb, though, we'd have to translate it into English as too much, thus tro plendi, to complain too much. And the same is true when it's on its own. Tio estas tro, that's too much.
Tio estas tro.
Kio estas tro?
La demandaro. La demandaro estas tro longa.
Mi credas ke vi tro plendas.
Kial vi donis gin al mi?
Helena asks. Why did you give it to me?
Tio estas malsparo de tempo.
That's a waste of time. We had spari, meaning to save, back in lesson 11. I'm sure you remember the prefix mal, turning a word into its direct opposite, so malspari is clearly to waste. The ending o makes it a noun, so malsparo is a waste. Malsparo de tempo, a waste of time.
Tio estas malsparo de tempo.
Kiel, cara?
How so? Kiel?
Kiel? Kiel, cara?
Gi postulas tro da detaloi.
It demands too many details. There's tro again, too much or too many. When we want to say what there's too much of, we use the preposition da. As you'll remember from lesson 12, it's the preposition we use in expressions of weight, measure or quantity. So we have taso da teo, a cup of tea. Multe da homoi, a lot of people. And now tro da detaloi, too many details. There certainly are a lot of them.
Nomo, adresso, loco kaj dato de naskiĝo.
Place and date of birth. Naski means to give birth to a child, so naskiĝi is to become born, to be born, and the noun naskiĝo means birth. Naskiĝo.
Loco kaj dato de naskiĝo. Yes, en ordo. Aĝo. Vi skribis nenion sub aĝo.
Aĝo, one's age. She's written nothing under the heading age. You might think that was a woman's privilege, but no.
Compreneble ne. Mian agion montras la dato de mia naskigio.
Of course not. Her date of birth shows her age. Now listen there.
Compreneble ne. Mian agion montras la dato de mia naskigio.
In that sentence, you've got to be very careful to listen to the endings. Mian agion. Not mia agio, but mian agion. It has the accusative ending, so it must be the object of the verb. La dato de mia naskigio, not la daton, but la dato. It has no accusative ending, so it can't be the object, it must be the subject. Mian agion montras la dato de mia naskigio. My age, my date of birth shows it.
Mian agion montras la dato de mia naskigio.
Yes, compreneble. Vian agion montras la dato de via naskigio. La dato de via naskigio. Ja montras vian agion.
Remember then that Esperanto word order is freer than English. In particular, you can arrange the subject, verb and object of a sentence in any order. The difference between subject and object is shown by the N ending, the accusative, on the object. But that means you must listen out properly for it.
Mian agion montras.
Yes, yes, gin montras la dato de via nascigio, sed ancau sub sexo vi scribis nenion.
You've written nothing under sex, either.
Mia nomo montras mian sexon.
Yes, vian sexon montras via nomo.
Her name should be enough to indicate what sex she is. But they've not finished the job yet.
Mi tamen consilas al vi.
Nevertheless, I do advise you.
Mi tamen consilas al vi fini la taskon. Oni demandas pri via nacio.
They're asking about your nationality. And also about your origin, via deveno, where you come from. Deveno.
Pri via nacio, deveno, familio, professio, religio.
Helena's sure that's good advice Petro's giving her. But has she got a sacred duty, sancta devo, to tell the whole story of her life?
Sendube vi donas al mi bonan consilon, sed ĉu mi havas sanctan devon rakonti la tutan historion de mia vivo?
Well, if she's got to, she's going to. Here goes.
Mi estas angla.
I'm English.
Sed mia avino.
My grandmother.
Kiu mortis antaŭ kvin jaroj.
Who died 5 years ago.
Naskiĝis kaj plenkreskis en Kimrujo.
Was born and grew up in Wales. The Esperanto for a Welshman is Cymro, almost the same as the Welsh for a Welshman, Cymro. The suffix ujo is used, amongst other things, to make names of countries. Cymrujo, then, means Wales.
Mia avino naskiĝis kaj plenkreskis en Cymrujo. Do, parte mi devenas...
So partly I come from, partly I'm derived from...
Parte mi devenas de la Cymra popolo.
Oh, da iawn. From the people of Wales, la Cymra popolo. She's not finished yet.
Cetere, mia avo, my grandfather, mia avo...
Cara, tutte ne necessas.
There's no need, no need at all.
Tutte ne necessas.
Ho, nun vi consentas.
And now you agree.
Nun vi consentas che tio ne necessas.
And then, what about religion? Christian, Muslim, Buddhist, believer, non-believer?
Kai kio pri religio? Ĉu mi estas kristano, islamano, adepto de budhismo? Ĉu mi kredas aŭ ne kredas je Dio? Tio estas mia propra afero.
That's her own business, ŝia propra afero. Did you notice the suffix an, which we met in lesson 12? It means a member of, an adherent of. And we had it in words like villagiano, a villager, and clubano, a club member. Well, here we've got it in cristano, a Christian, an adherent of Cristo, and islamano, an adherent of Islamo.
Ĉu mi estas cristano, islamano? Ĉu mi credas aŭ ne credas je Dio? Tio estas mia propra afero.
There's something else rather interesting in that sentence. Credi je Dio, to believe in God. When there's no preposition available, which seems to have the exact meaning we want to convey, Esperanto has a special way out. The preposition je, which has no definite meaning of its own. Mi credas je Dio. I believe in God. You see, it wouldn't be really logical to say credi en Dio. And to say credi al Dio would mean something else, namely to believe him rather than in him.
Ĉu mi credas aŭ ne credas je Dio?
Yes, tio estas via propra afero. Cara, vi tute pravas. You're quite right. Sed
vi konsilas al mi fini la taskon.
He advises her to finish the job. Or so she imagines, but does he? No, it's too late. Pasis la limdato. The closing date has already gone. La limdato pasis. That is the closing date for the return of the questionnaire.
I've just noticed che pasis la limdato por resendo de la demandaro.
So it's all in vain. Anyhow, it's always useful to know how to answer questions about yourself when you're learning a language. Let's now see how to reply to some everyday Esperanto questions about who we are and so on.
Kiu vi estas?
Kiu mi estas? Mi estas Petro.
A more specific question asks for nia nomo, our name.
Kio estas via nomo?
Actually, a commoner form of this question, though, is the one corresponding to what are you called?
Kiel vi nomigas?
Nomigi, to be called, formed from the root of nomo, a name, plus the suffix igi, just as in nascigi, to be born.
Kiel vi nomigas?
Mi nomigas Petro. Kai kiel vi nomigas?
Helena. Mi nomigas Helena.
Now, you answer in the same way. Helena will ask you what you're called, and when you hear the bell, you answer. Listen first how she does it with Petro.
Kiel vi nomigas?
Petro. Mi nomigas Petro.
Now you try. Here she is.
Kiel vi nomigas?
And this is one of the times where I can't give you the correct answer. I don't know the answer to the next question either.
Kaj kio estas via adreso? Kie vi loĝas?
Kie vi loĝas? Where do you live?
Kie vi loĝas? Ĉu en Londono? En Parizo? En Tokio? Kie vi loĝas?
Mi loĝas en mia domo. Hejme.
Yes, well, then people often want to ask you what country you come from.
El kiu lando vi venas?
El kiu lando mi venas? El Anglujo. From England. Mi venas el Anglujo. Sed mia avino.
We won't go into the question of Helena's grandmother again just at this moment. Other useful names of countries include Cymrujo, Wales, which we've already mentioned, Scotlando, Irlando, Usono, the United States, Usono, Canado, Australio, Novzelando, la Occidenta Indio, the West Indies, Africo, and so on. I hope one of those is right for you so that you can answer Petro when he asks you.
El kiu lando vi venas?
And with that, I think it's time to hear the whole dialogue, all about Helena's personae detaloi.